Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and joining us on the program for the first time today from the Yadkin and Davie County Cooperative Extension Centers, the Extension Agent and Agricultural Field Crops Expert, Marcia McGraw. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning.
I hope you're doing well today.
I am very well. How about you?
I am indeed. Thank you so much for joining us. It is a pleasure to talk with you. And since we haven't spoken with you before on the program, what we like to do is just get a little better acquainted with Marcia McGraw. So, Marcia, if you could tell us a little bit about yourself, how you came to Extension, and maybe what your role is there.
I am originally from the Mississippi Delta. Prior to moving to North Carolina in 2001, I worked with Delta and Pineland Company in cotton and soybean seed research. I also completed two internships with Monsanto in weed science and the entomology area. In 2001, I moved to North Carolina to take a position with North Carolina A&T State University. While at A&T, I was a research associate working mainly in the soil conservation and soil quality area in row crops and vegetable production. I also completed my master's while I was there at A&T. In November of 2017, I accepted the position with North Carolina Cooperative Extension here, and I am a field crop agent in Davie County. I'm also the pesticide coordinator for both Davie and Yadkin County. I will also be focusing on the new and emerging crops such as hops and hemp, for example, in both Davie and Yadkin County. So I definitely look forward to working with the people in this area. And please feel free to call me anytime with your questions or any concerns you may be having.
You come, Marcia, with a very extensive resume. And a very impressive resume too. Did you grow up in an agricultural family, or how did?
Actually, I didn't. I just grew up in an area where basically there was nothing but farming. So when I was in high school, I actually had a summer job, just became very interested in the field and decided to pursue a career in it.
Marcia McGraw is our guest. She's the Extension Agent, Davie County, and field crops expert and a pesticide expert in Yadkin and Davie, and first time on our program here on WIFM. So, Marcia, give me some information. You mentioned briefly there about the industrial hemp pilot program in North Carolina. This may be something that a lot of folks are hearing maybe for the first time. Let's talk a little bit about that program and if folks are interested in it and how they can maybe become a grower.
That is one thing that I am receiving several calls about. Folks are very interested, obviously, about the industrial hemp program here, which started in 2017. So last year was the first year that we had a few growers. Right now, we have one licensed grower in Davie County and one in Yadkin County. So if you're interested in growing industrial hemp, you must obtain a license. You can't just grow it in your backyard. So in order to receive or to obtain a license, there are a few things that you need to know if you're interested. The number one thing that they require, and I get a lot of questions about this, is you have to prove that you are a bona fide farmer. So whether that be through tax records or any sort of documentation, you have to be able to prove that. Another thing that you will have to have for your application for your license is you will have to have a GPS coordinate and a field map of the area that you intend to plant your industrial hemp, whether that be a greenhouse or in the field. You'll also have to have that same information for your storage area. Another thing is you must have a research purpose. So you can't just grow just because you want to. You must provide us with some sort of data because right now it's very new in North Carolina and we are all still learning about industrial hemp. So we want some sort of purpose, some sort of research, some sort of information from the growers. And that could be things like maybe planting dates, yields or strains, what grows best here in North Carolina. And here at Extension, we'll be glad to work with you on deciding what your purpose is while you are growing the hemp.
Marshall, will this be kind of like the tobacco program where you've already contracted to where it goes, or will they necessarily have to have a market for it before they grow it?
Well, that's one thing on the application. information. They will be, you do kind of have to know what you're planning to do with it. That information will have to go on the application. There's a part on there that they ask who you've contracted with, you know, what variety you, what strain you will be growing.
Okay.
So those are the things that you do have to know ahead of time, and a lot of people don't realize that. So you kind of have to have things in order, yes, before, you know, you can even do the application itself. And once you complete that application, it is sent into Raleigh. There's a commission that has been formed, and that commission will review your application and determine whether or not, you know, you will get your license.
I'm assuming that this is going to be pretty closely monitored, the location and the amount and that sort of thing.
Yes, it is. Definitely will be closely monitored. We have had some instances last year where, you know, a few growers were, I guess, people were a little curious and went out into their field and did a little bit of destruction. You know, but people need to understand that industrial hemp is a low THC producing plant.
Right.
So that will not do anything for you. So, and also, I just want to say this. We are going to be hosting a industrial hemp information session on February 22nd from 2 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon at the Yadkin County Extension Center.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone is that wants to come is you know, more than welcome to come. We'll have a representative from NC State who is the industrial hemp program manager speaking, as well as we'll have the licensed grower from Yadkin County. He will also be speaking about his experience in his first year growing, and we will have another guy who's over the Hempleton and Investment Group, and he is going to speak also about his experiences from, you know, the industry mm-hmm. standpoint. So it's going to be more of an introductory type information session. So hopefully, you know, people that are interested in wanting to grow would be able to come and you know, ask questions and get,
sure.
you know, those questions answered.
The date on that again, Marcia?
And that'll be February 22nd from 2 to 4 o'clock at the Yadkin County Extension Center.
Right.
And you call him an RSVP.
Okay.
Yes.
Marcia McGraw is our guest. She's Extension Agent Davey and Yadkin Counties. We're talking a little bit about the hemp growing pilot program. And Marcia, I also understand there have been some changes made for folks who are growing dicamba tolerant crops this year. Can you maybe give us an update on those and what you need to do to be in compliance with those requirements?
That the dicamba tolerant crops have been a big topic here the past year or so. We've had actually a few instances in North Carolina where we've had some drift problems. Not too many here, but you know, we have had some. Mostly a lot of that has been a little bit more in the southern part of the United States. So with all the problems that have been going on, they've kind of made some label changes this year, starting for 2018. And we want to just make sure that the growers here are aware of those changes and that they are in compliance and, you know, spraying safely. Mm. So, first of all, you know, everyone should know that it's against the state and federal law to use any sort of product on the dicamba tolerant crops other than what's the approved formulations for those particular soybeans. The dicamba products are now labeled as restricted use, whereas before they were not. They are now labeled as restricted use beginning in 2018. So only certified applicators can actually apply the dicamba, mm-hmm. and those applicators, they must attend a specific training, and this training should be completed by anyone who will be spraying this product, whether it be private applicator, a commercial applicator, even a non-certified applicator who's working under direct supervision of someone else. They must attend the training
okay.
if they're going to handle this product in any sort of way.
Okay.
And also, some people did attend this training last year,
mm-hmm.
and if you did, you still have to go again this year.
Oh.
So it's a yearly training. So if you did attend it last year, it's not going to help you this year.
Oh, okay.
Also, another change that, you know, they've kind of talked about is that previously they suggested that you could spray up, you know, at a wind speed 15 miles an hour and below. They've now changed that to 10 miles an hour.
Okay.
And they do not recommend you applying on a day when the wind gusts exceed 10 miles an hour. So need to be careful there. They must maintain records of
mm-hmm.
any sort of use or anything that they do. They must maintain those records. And then all applications should be made only between sunrise and sunset.
Okay.
And also another training opportunity for those that are interested or, you know, are using the product. There will be the dicamba specific training
mm-hmm.
that'll be held again at the Yadkin County Center, and that training will be February 19th at 2 o'clock. So if you are applying dicamba then you must attend that training.
Okay. I'm sorry, that date again?
That date is also February 19th at 2 p.m. at the Yadkin County Center.
So they have tightened the restrictions, and of course that means, would you normally be doing training every year anyway, but now it's, I guess, more important because you've got to... Got the restrictions have changed somewhat.
That's correct. Yeah. They, in the past, there hasn't been the training. It really kind of came about once we started having, some problems. Like I said, a lot of that mainly was, occurring more in the south, the southern part of the United States. But, we did have some cases here in North Carolina. So I will say that the North Carolina growers did fairly well. I think they followed, the label like they were supposed to, except for a couple cases. So these guys just want to make sure that, they're covering themselves, and that these guys that are actually applying are in compliance and know the correct way to apply.
So they need to, anybody who wants to get credits, they got to attend the event if they want to get credits for as a private
pesticide applicator. Yes, they will. I think they will be providing some sort of certificate or something to state, that...
Yeah.
That they did attend the training. So they need to have that, especially if they're going to go purchase these products. Need to have, proof that they did attend this training.
If folks have any questions about any of this, and I know that the pesticide thing can get pretty complicated, if they have any questions about this or about the hemp growing program we talked about, they can contact you. What's the best way to do that, Marcia?
Yes, that's correct. They can give me a call. I'm mostly at the Davie County Center, and that number is 336-753-6100.
Terrific. Marcia McGraw, it is a pleasure to talk with you. I really enjoyed it. Man, you've just a wealth of information for us. There's a lot of stuff to talk about, and hopefully we'll be talking again down the line to keep people informed about what's going on in your specific field. Thank you so much for joining us today.
All right. Thank you.
Marcia McGraw, our guest on Extension Today here at WIFM. And folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.